yet another story, I think, that involves an old pack mule is one I called Old Louie and me, and we were going out on a fire way back in the primitive area, and we'd gone out, it was a long ways back in there, and we went back there maybe 15 miles from the road, and we finally spotted the fire. It wasn't where it was supposed to be, but we finally found it, and it was up on a ridge, and we were up on the north side of the ridge, and so I tried to take the most direct path up, and we started winding our way up the ridge back and forth through the timber. Well, it was real brushy, and it was steep, and we had the two saddle horses and the one pack animal, and that was Old Louie. And anyhow, Louie was carrying all the woods, all the goods for the time we'd be there, the food and the bedding and that sort of thing. And we'd stop and rest and everything, but we got about halfway up, and Louie decided she had enough, and all at once she reared back, and head over heels she went rolling down the mountain, and bang, about 50 yards down the mountain, she hit a big pine tree and laid there panting. Well, I was scared to death. I thought maybe I had a mule with a broken leg or something, and I run down there and stripped the pack off of her and got her up and walked her around a little bit, and she seemed to be okay. So I decided Louie was right. We were going the wrong way. So anyhow, I packed her back up, and we went down the mountain and around to the south side of the ridge. And all of you guys know that have spent any time in the primitive area, and I'm sure you all have, the south side of the ridge is the dry side, and that doesn't have all the brush and timber that the north side has. Well, it was kind of steep, but it was a lot easier to get up, and pretty soon we got up to the fire and took care of everything. But the point was, Old Louie, she let me know she'd had enough, and I'd have been smarter if I'd have figured that out earlier.